How ChatGPT is going to disrupt graphic design. And before you go ahead and say, look, obviously ChatGPT can't create designs, I want to tell you about A, a couple ways it can, and B, talk to you a little bit about some of the areas that you can, some of the ways you can use ChatGPT and other image generating tools that I think will completely disrupt graphic design. So let's jump into it. First things first, I think there's a handful of areas that are going to be completely disrupted. I think that's advertising, fashion, publishing, web design, packaging, and a lot of other areas. UX designers, creative directors. So let's jump into them. First off, I've done podcasts in the past talking a little bit about me trying to get ChatGPT to create art. It can do different, it can do some different things. Go listen to those podcasts. They're kind of funny. But recently I've found out it's actually capable of creating SVG files. So it'll shoot you out a bunch of text that is code that you can then translate, that you can use it to translate into an image. And I've seen people actually using ChatGPT to create icons or logos. So they'll say, I have a company that does X, Y, and Z. Create me an SVG file. For a logo for that company. And it is actually able to do it. It comes up with some cool shapes and some cool things. So I wouldn't count it out entirely. And it's probably a matter of time before it gets integrated with some image models as well to where it can actually create some more robust images. But beyond that, another area that I really think this is going to be big for is the fact that you can go to ChatGPT and say, write me a prompt I can use in the image generator DALL-E 2 for X, Y, and Z. And so it can actually help you write prompts for these image generators. So I think that's for me the biggest tie between ChatGPT and graphic design and how it's going to disrupt graphic design is that while it may not be generating the images, it can generate the prompts to generate the images. So I want to talk about some areas I think that this combination is going to disrupt. First off is advertising, which is an industry that heavily relies on graphic design to create really impactful and engaging visual content. That's, pretty much what they do. With AI image generation, advertisers can now automate the design of their ads, and that makes it a lot faster and easier to create thousands of variations of a particular ad within minutes and test them all, right? If you know anything about Facebook ads, you know that you're always trying to create new ad creatives to test on your Facebook ad campaigns to see which ones convert the best. And this is a way that you could create thousands of variations of a winning ad campaign and really test them out. So AI can help advertisers really personalize their ads by generating unique images for each target audience based on their preferences and behaviors. I think that's going to be amazing. Another area is fashion, which is another industry that's going to benefit a lot from AI image generation. So with the technology, designers can now create new designs and patterns by analyzing existing ones and generating new ones based on the same characteristics, which is going to be a pretty crazy concept for them. It's going to help them a lot. So this can help to speed up design processes, and I think it's going to help to increase the variety of designs available as well. One other area is publishing. So publishing is an industry that relies heavily on graphic design to create book covers, magazine layouts, and a lot of other just visual content. So with AI image generation, publishers can automate the design process, and this makes it a lot faster and easier to create covers and layouts for their publications. I personally have used this by asking Midjourney to design me the homepage of websites or design me product pages, and it does a pretty good job. In fact, I was recently creating a software. And I had it design the entire dashboard, just using a bunch of different prompts. So really, really powerful, using those types of tools. Another area is web design, like I just mentioned, which I have used. Midjourney does a great job of designing concepts for your web design, and it's not necessarily like, oh, great, this is a perfect image of exactly what it's going to be, but it gets you pretty far, and you can take that to a designer to tweak it and change it. One other area is packing designs. So packaging or packaging designs. Packaging is really just an industry that relies very heavily on graphic design to create, to make their products look appealing. Sometimes when they change the packaging or the designs on packaging, the product will double its sales. So it really is a big area. And with this AI image generation, designers can create unique designs for every single product and make it way easier to differentiate products and stand out in what would be otherwise a crowded market. Something I sort of mentioned earlier is UX designers. So UX designers are people that have the skills to design user interfaces and experiences that are really intuitive. So think of like web apps or like your banking app, how they design that on the inside. It's not so much just like graphics, but it's how kind of the UX design of the whole thing is done. So AI image generators are really good at creating UI, UX designs, UI, UX, that's really intuitive, and you can actually give it prompts like make a design for a product that does X, Y, and Z that's super intuitive. And when it comes to those UI, UX designs for software, it's actually very good. So overall, I think that AI image generation is set to really transform the graphic design industry. It's going to create a lot of new opportunities, and it's going to automate a lot of different tasks that were previously really time consuming and required a lot of specialized skills. So I think this technology really offers a lot of benefits to industries that rely on graphic design, including advertising, fashion, publishing, web design, packaging, you know, UI, UX for different softwares. And I think that while it may disrupt some jobs in the graphic design industry, I think it actually creates a lot of new job opportunities for individuals with skills to work with. So right, like I said, overall, this thing doesn't generate like a brand new image of a website that you could use. It generates some good concepts, and now a designer can go and run with those and actually build them out in Figma or Adobe XD or whatever tool they use and have them implemented. So I think this is actually just going to make designers 10 times more productive. And you still obviously need a human designer to go and put all the elements together. So I think this is something that's going to be very disruptive in the space, but it's going to really help to drive innovation and make us a lot more productive in the graphic design industry.